And one person came, ordinary Bedouin. He stood in front of the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Peace be upon you, O my beloved Nabi." Then he went on to say that, "My Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا." He says, Allah says, the translation of the verse, that if they will sin upon themselves, if they will break the command of Allah, and then they will come to you, O my beloved Nabi, my forgiveness and لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Then because of your status and because of your maqam in the sight of Allah, when you will seek repentance for them, they will find Allah very, very forgiving. جِئْتُكَ مُقِرًّا بِذُنُوبِي مُسْتَغْفِرًا إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. He says, "I have come to you today, O my beloved Nabi. I declare that I am an open sinner. I am seeking the forgiveness of my Allah. And I am asking you to ask Allah to forgive me on my behalf." And then he utters some ash'ar, some poetry. In fact, if we look carefully, those who have been blessed by Allah with visiting the Rawdah-e Mubarak, on one side, on one of the pillars, are written the couplets which this Bedouin uttered. He uttered four couplets. Of the four, two are written on that pillar. Ya khayra man dufinat fil biqai a'zamuhu, fataba min tibihin al-qa'u wal-akamu, nafsil fida'u li qabrin anta sakinuhu, fihi al-afafu wa fihi al-judu wal-karamu. He says, "Oh, the best of Allah's creation, who by this ground being blessed with accepting his Mubarak body, the mountains of the world and the rivers of the world and the streams of this world have gained beauty and sweet smell from his presence. May my nafs, may my life be sacrificed upon this qabr in which you are living. For in this qabr is chastity, is generosity, is kindness." And the other two couplets which are not written on the pillar, but which he uttered, "Anta shafi'u alladhi turja shafa'atuhu ala sirati idha ma zallatil qadr wa sahibaka la ansahuma abada minni salamu alaykumu ma jaral qalamu." He says, "You are the intercessor. You are the intercessor whose sifarish and intercession is hoped for. Because, oh my beloved Nabi, when we are crossing the Pulsirat, the bridge over Jahannam, and people are slipping and falling into Jahannam, without your sifarish and without your intercession, I will never be able to cross over that bridge. وَصَاحِبَاكَ لَا أَنْسَاهُمَا أَبَدًا." Your two companions, Abu Bakr and Umar, I will never ever forget their ihsan upon this ummah. Upon all of you, O my beloved Nabi, you yourself and your two Mubarak companions, may my salams be sent upon you continuously as long as the pens of this world are writing. Having uttered these words, this Bedouin went away. Atabi rahmatullah alayhi says, "I dozed off, and in my dream Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and he told me that, 'Oh Atabi, go to that ummati of mine and tell him Allah has forgiven him. Allah has made his maghfirat, jannat has become wajib for him.'" Such a Nabi. Let us understand, my respected brothers, the plight and difficulties and situations that are facing this ummah till Qiyamah. As long as we will continue to seek the solutions elsewhere, based on our logic and understanding, continue to go further and further away from Allah, the problems will continue to increase, because it is Allah's declaration that when you will turn away from the way of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then fitna will become your lot, difficulties and hardships will become your lot. Only one way is acceptable in the court of Allah. لَوِسْتَفْتَحُونِي كُلَّ بَابٍ وَجَاءُونِي مِنْ كُلِّ طَرِيقٍ. If they will open every door and they will come on every road, لَا أَفْتَحُ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا أَن يَدْخُلُوا وَرَاءَكَ يَا حَبِيبِي يَا مُحَمَّدًا. Allah says openly, I will never grant them my closeness, I will never grant them my mercy, unless they do not come upon your road, O my beloved, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This ummah gained dignity, this ummah gained honor, this ummah gained status in no other way except when it handed itself, placed its hand in the hand of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira. We have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner, wa da'iyan ila Allah, as an inviter to Allah, as a caller to Allah, as a da'i, wa sirajan munira, and as a shining lantern. The day of this ummah has to become the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The night of this ummah has to become the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inwardly, outwardly, there is no other solution, there is no other way except that this ummah comes back onto the way of life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is shaitan's chakkar. This is shaitan's deception, that by my inside is pure, inside I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it doesn't matter what is on the outside. If the general who served the South African army for 30 years, if he comes to work, if he reports for duty, dressed in the uniform of the Zimbabwean army, simple example, immediately he will be court-martialed. Immediately a case of treason will be opened against him. He says, I served you people for 30 years. My loyalty is with you. My heart is with you. My feelings and my fervor are for you. It will be said to him that your outward appearance, your uniform, who you resemble, has cast aspersions and doubts over your loyalty. Never mind you served for 30 years. That glass of water which is presented to us to drink, the outside of the glass has some dust, has some dirt, has some grease, is filthy. We will regard it as below our dignity. It will not behove us to drink that water. The servant who brought the water says, listen, it's pure water, I filled it now, the water is clean. Say, no, God, take it away from me, I can't drink it. Never mind, the water is clean, the container, the outside is dirty. This is a shaitani deception, that my inside is clean. There was this couple that were running the school, Oxford University graduates. They marketed their school on the basis, if you want your child to be modern, to be exposed to the culture of the West, to speak English proficiently, to keep up with the times, then send your child to this school. They only had place for 600. The school was full. And they had admission lists a mile long, waiting list. The same couple, their tashkeel was made to go in the path of Allah. They spent 40 days. When they came back, they took mashwara from the elders. The elders said, don't break the door, open the door. So they made only two changes. One change with regard to the girls. They made it a requirement that the Muslim girls that are attending our school must come with libas of modesty, with clothing of modesty, with their hairs covered, with their heads covered, and with long dresses. And the boys that are attending our school must come with Islamic libas, with clothing that will resemble Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like one Karguzari comes to mind. There was one brother from America. He explains beautifully. He says, my tashkeel was made and I went 4 months in the path of Allah. His name was Abdul Aziz. After spending 4 months, he comes back home, knocks on the door. When he knocks on the door, his mother opens the door and a look of naked fear comes on her face. 6 foot tall, Afro-American, long kurta, very long beard, amama and turban tied on his head, with all the negative propaganda, fundamentalist, guerrilla, whatever it may be. Fear enters her heart that someone has come to attack me. Realizing what has happened, he pacifies her and he says, oh my mother, it is your son Abdul Aziz, don't you recognize me? Then only she is consoled when she hears his voice. He says, 35 years of my life I lived with my mother. Just 4 months I adopted a different way of life. And in just 4 months my own mother couldn't recognize me. He says, when our entire lives are spent away from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we have made our idols and who we are following the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in 4 months my own mother couldn't recognize me. When our whole lives are spent away from him, what pleased him doesn't please us. What displeased him pleases us. How is it ever going to be possible that when his surat and impression is brought in front of us in the qabr, we are going to be able to recognize him? That is the reality. The problems of this world are not a problem. The difficulties of this world are not a difficulty. Isa alayhi salam passes by one qabr. He makes dua to Allah. Allah brings alive the resident of this grave, the son of Nuh alayhi salam, Sam. He had three sons. Nuh alayhi salam is known as Adam e Thani, the second Adam, because the progeny of humanity after the deluge and the floods, humanity only came from the progeny and lineage of Nuh alayhi salam from these three sons, from Yafith the Europeans, from Ham the Africans, and from Sam the Indians. So he engages in a conversation with him. Thereafter, he says to him, I'm going to make dua to Allah to return you back to your grave. Sam addresses him and says, O Nabi of Allah, one condition only. So he says, what condition? He says, make dua to Allah that I do not experience the pangs of death again. Because the pangs of death are such that till now I can feel its effects in my bones. What painkiller are we going to take for those pains? There it is not going to be Panado or Sindol that is going to help us. There it is going to be Taqwa. There it is going to be Iman. There it is going to be the Ittiba of Sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On this alim writes, when these two changes were implemented in that school, from a roll of 600, overnight the roll dropped to 200. They had a waiting list a mile long. Sunnat Libas was introduced. On this he writes and says, the English ruled the Indo-Pak subcontinent for 3 centuries. When they left, they took their government with them. They took their rulership with them. But they left behind the legacy of their azmat in the hearts of those people. The azmat of them remained. Where is the azmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam today in the hearts of his ummah? When we have slaughtered and mutilated and trampled upon his Mubarak teachings to such an extent that the janaza of his sunnats have come out of our homes. Where are our youth? Where are our women folk? Where are our young girls? Do they resemble Fatima radiallahu anha? Do our wives resemble the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Do our men resemble Sahaba? Is our day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Is our night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When being handed over the keys to Palestine, Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu uttered those timeless words, nahnu qawmun a'azzana Allah bil Islam. We are a nation. Allah gave us izzat. Allah gave us respect. Allah gave us dignity. Allah gave us honor through Islam, through the Mubarak way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Idha nabtaghi al-izza bighayri ma azzana Allah. If you will look for respect, if you will look for dignity, if you will look for honor in any other way of life, in any other maqsad, in any other direction besides Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adhallana Allah, not the powers of this world, not the systems of this world, not the science and technology of this world, but Allah will disgrace us. Allah will bring us down. جُعِلَ الذُّلُّ وَالصَّغَارِ عَلَىٰ مَنْ خَالَفَ أَمْرِي. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when my ummah will turn away from my way of life, then it is Allah's decree, Allah's sunnat, Allah's system, that disgrace and humiliation will become their lot. There is no simple solution. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of a people until they themselves do not change. We have declared with our actions war upon Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can never ever hope to win this war, which is taking place. My appeal, environment, that it is Juma, it is Mubarak day, together with that public holiday also. So let us make the Jummah Salah in the Ijtima, get the Barakat of the Ijtima, and then Assalamu Alaikum. My respected brothers, talks of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, reminder about the greatness of the Mubarak way of life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is not for Barakat only. Decisions have to be made. No longer can we be like ostriches with our heads in the ground. We are aware of what is going on, what is happening to this ummah. No one can possibly...
Illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
As is taking place, Imam Sahib has made niyat of Zuhr. Muqtadis have made niyat of Asr. Imam Sahib is in Qiyam, they are in Qiyam. Imam is in Ruku, they are in Ruku. They are following him outwardly. If inside the niyat is not the same, the direction is not the same, that namaz will never be accepted. This ummat has to come upon Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Outwardly and inwardly, what was his cry? What was his pain? What was his concern? For what was he pelted in Taif? For what were stones tied to his Mubarak stomach? For what were near and beloved members of his family slaughtered? What motivated Sahaba? What made them leave Makkah and Medina and make their qabrs and their graves throughout the world? What made them make their wives widows and their children orphans? This cry and concern that was in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the hidayat of humanity, that one person must be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. Allah has sent us for this. Allah has selected us for this. Allah has chosen us for this. For this understanding to come. For us to put the brakes on that way of life which is drawing the wrath of Allah and drawing the anger of Allah and turning the decisions of Allah against humanity, for us to put the brakes on that way of life and to make sincere tawbah and go back to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 24 hours of our daily life, to show us what that is, for that ijtima is. And this ijtima is not Juma Salah. This ijtima is full 48 hours. So my humble appeal, whatever decision we came with, whatever brought us here, let us now that Allah has brought us here, brought us into this Mubarak environment, make this firm decision that for the next 48 hours, inshallah, we will go back to Medina Munawwara 14 centuries ago and conduct us ourselves like the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a'mal are taking place, we will be present with our hearts, with our minds, with our tawajjuh towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kamil, completely in these a'mal. This appeal for the brothers who have come from far and wide, and especially for the brothers of Pietermaritzburg. All of us will do this, inshallah.